Well, good evening and welcome to all who are here for this vigil mass for the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. And welcome particularly to our guests, a special welcome to James Porter. He's one of the seminarians for our diocese. He is staying with us while on break from a St. Mary's Seminary in Cincinnati. Looking out at everybody this evening, I have to admit I don't see a lot of crimson and cream right now. Maybe a little bit, a little touch. And for those of you who normally wear crimson and cream, thank you for the sacrifice to know that you're making to be here for this vigil mass while taking a break from watching the Sooners play Clemson in Miami. Let you know that I did not schedule the vigil mass to conflict with the Orange Bowl. The time of the vigil mass was already set. It was in the Orange Bowl people that did all this. So if you want to blame anybody, point fingers at them, please, not at me. I'll take blame for the stuff I'm actually responsible for, but this is not one of them. The other day I was in my truck and I had the radio on and I heard an interview on National Public Radio with a man who he was a songwriter, composer, an older gentleman it seemed to be, and he had released a new album. He was talking in one of his songs about Jesus. Yeah, about Jesus as a companion, Jesus as his friend. And he was kind of the interviewer was kind of was querying asking lots of questions about a lot of queries about this. And he admitted he was not really a man of faith, but he liked Jesus. He liked that model as Jesus as companion and as friend and someone that calls us to be compassionate. And that's all well and good, and I thought, but it reminds me so much of what we hear, frankly, I think all too frequently these days about people who, that's how they see Jesus as friend, companion, historical figure. And that's all well and good. I'm not downplaying that so much, but I think what we're challenged, particularly in the Christmas season, is that's a good place to start, but it's not the best place to end. It's a good place, it's a starting place. Jesus as friend, Jesus as a historical figure, but the challenge of the incarnation that we celebrate on Christmas, and tomorrow ends what we call the octave of Christmas, the 8 days of great celebration following the celebration of the Nativity. The incarnation challenges us to see Jesus as far more than historical figure. And this title that is given to Mary, Mary the Mother of God, was one that was given to her in the early church in the early fourth century after one of the great councils or meetings of the church to really come to a full understanding of the true nature of Jesus. And in Greek, the title given to Mary is Theotokos, God bearer. This is not a throwaway title. This has great theological significance because it's really not about Mary as it is about Jesus. Who is Jesus? And that title, God bear, affirming the divinity, the fullness of divinity in Jesus. Fully human and fully God. That title of Mary, the Mother of God. And therefore, it challenges us to see Jesus as more than simply the friend, the philosopher, the historical figure. And all too often we hear about people who they outgrew Christianity. Okay, well that's nice. And what did you replace it with? And when you kind of ask questions about that, what you almost always get is a version of God in a box. A box of one's own making. And of one's own. You get to choose how big God's going to be. Or how small God is going to be, maybe put it that way. The incarnation challenges us to see God in a radically different way. In that there's no way we can put God in a box. That Jesus is God the Son made flesh for our salvation. That's why Mary has the title of Theotokos, God bearer. If Jesus is not God the Son, then Mary is not the God bearer. She's the mother of a nice guy, a philosopher, historical figure, and that's it. As I said earlier on when we had the celebration of the Immaculate Conception on December the 8th, if Jesus was just simply a historical figure, nice guy, philosopher, teacher, then there's no need for Mary to be conceived free of original sin. But she is, because Jesus is God the Son, the incarnate Word of the Father, made flesh for our salvation. That's what the incarnation challenges us to see and to believe. We gave out, now if you weren't here at Christmas, somewhere else for Christmas, we gave out here copies of Matthew Kelly's book, Rediscovering Jesus, the paperback version. Matthew Kelly's an Australian layman, a Catholic writer, an evangelist, and the books are free. You know, free stuff is good stuff. So if you didn't get one on Christmas, you can get one tonight. There's still, we have copies in the vestibule, courtesy of our men's group. But that image of rediscovering Jesus, the fullness of Jesus. That's what the incarnation challenges us to see, to rediscover, and to believe. That's what the title God Bearer challenges us to see. You know, the shepherds stand in awe and amazement before the newborn Jesus. And they go back to their fields praising God, thanking God for all that is said and all that is taking place. Because we're hearing tonight kind of the epilogue of what we heard on Christmas Eve. If you're at the later Mass, the shepherds going in haste. Well, they've gone in haste. They've met Jesus. They've encountered Jesus. And they've gone back rejoicing. And they're rejoicing because they haven't met just a nice guy. They've encountered the incarnation, the Word made flesh. That's what we are challenged, particularly now in the year of mercy and in this new calendar year that begins the stroke of midnight. Where will we rediscover Jesus? Where will we encounter the incarnate Word made flesh? Where will we encounter the Lord who loves us so that we too, like the shepherds, stand in awe and wonder and praise God for the encounter with Christ our Savior? Let that title, God-bearer, challenge us. Let that title, Theotokos, mean something other than a historical footnote you look up on Wikipedia or something like that. But it's a true statement of faith about the divinity of Jesus and then for who we are to be as the church, the body of Christ, that Jesus is not just simply a theory. Jesus is not just simply a symbol or a nice idea. Jesus is flesh and blood. We, the body of Christ, are flesh and blood. That's one of the great beauties of our Catholic faith, is the physical nature of rediscovering Jesus. The sacraments are physical aspects, things that we do. The Eucharist, particularly. And we are flesh and blood, the body of Christ, as Mary was flesh and blood, not plaster. Not wood, but flesh and blood. That the Word of God has taken flesh in her and she has brought forth that gift of Jesus to the world. May we discover this great miracle, the incarnation, in our own lives and share that great gift with all that we encounter in these coming days of the new year.